Snapchat's new tool is their way of trying to get you more engaged. Are you?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And you may have spent the weekend fiddling around with Snapchat's brand new tool launched Friday. It's a search tool for the popular Stories feature and its latest attempt to broaden the app's appeal by opening up content to more users. Let's see what's going on in terms of the thinking behind Snapchat's new initiatives. Joining us now with the latest is the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Georgia.
Hello.
So we're all in the process of testing out some new functions on our Snapchat app. It's the biggest update in a while. Let's break it down. What's this new tool about?
So the new Stories feature allows users to search for stories within the feature. And until now, users have been able to view the stories of the people that they follow and also the stories that Snap curates for them to see. But there wasn't much of a way to discover content from people who they didn't follow besides just like plugging in their handle and going and actively going to find them to search, to going and finding them to follow them.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like high on any social media platform's to-do list is to broaden the app's appeal, keep users, get more content to them. You know, that's what it's like in general, but is Snap under pressure to do that even more so, up user engagement, up revenue numbers? Because this is the first real change made since filing for an IPO. How has that changed things?
Mm-hmm. The value of any social network is a combination of the reach of the platform and the amount of time that people spend on the platform. So in the case of Snapchat, anything to keep users on their site is a good thing. There's evidence that the one-to-one messaging on Snapchat and other social networks is really good for bringing people back frequently throughout the day. But it's the content that's the one-to-many type content, like the posts that people can send to all their friends and the content they put out there for the world to see, that's the type of content that keeps people sticking around the social network longer.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Snap, like, they changed the game with that, and now we see everyone adopting that same one-to-one messaging, and that seems to be the real hook here.
Certainly Snap grew just incredibly quickly, and its users go back to it many, many, many times a day. In the early days, Snap was just a messaging platform, and that took off very, very quickly. And so now as they've grown, they have added more ways to keep its users sticking around longer. But like absolutely that one-to-one messaging at its core in the early days resonated just with a huge population.
We're speaking to Georgia Wells about the latest from Snap. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So this all makes clear just how influential Snap is and also how different Snap is, because search is such a significant function for advertising for all of the big companies like Google, Twitter, etc. Snapchat obviously doesn't put ads in display results, and Stories is its mothership. That's how they display any ads. So I'm wondering, do you think Snapchat is poised to start shifting focus a little bit from Stories to new ideas where they can continue to make money? Because that's the number one rule of the game, obviously.
Right. One of the interesting aspects of Snapchat is that it doesn't have a central news feed that we would think of Facebook or Twitter when we would think of a news feed. And so Snap, their way of getting people to stick around longer is, like you were saying, this Stories feature. It's one of the main parts they're monetizing. They're showing ads on Stories, and they're also showing ads on the Discover part of their social network, which is where publishers can put content, and they also make money when companies pay for filters. But Stories is like a really important place where ads are placed on their app, and so it's really important to them that people stick around this Stories feature and want to spend more time on it, because the more time people spend on it, the more ads conceivably they could place into it. When Snap went public, a risk they highlighted was that the user growth they expect to slow. And if, you know, it's the user eyeballs on the site are what are monetizable, because that's the ads you can sell because people are looking at them. You need people either to stick around longer or you really need to keep growing.
Yeah. Georgia, thanks as always for the update.
Thank you, Tanya.
We've been speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. For more on her coverage of Snap, Snapchat, and the like, you can follow her stories at WSJ.com. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As always, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.